This is Radio Ravioli here. 1 hour in. My name's Olivia. Did I say that already? I don't think I did. Olivia is my name. Oof. This is Radiac. The track is called Bossa Nova Rumba. Going on. I feel like that dream brought me into a nightmare. I was dreaming in the non-dream, and then I was nightmaring in the non-nightmare. Ugh, with Martha's story. Oh, Martha. My grandmother's name was Martha. It's a good name, I think. Martha. Good old Martha. What to say? Of course I don't plan these things, so it's always a rush on the mic. Some say, why turn your mic on if you have nothing to say? Because I like my voice. Because I want to speak with you, even if I have nothing to say. Stay tuned for a dream segment, which will be coming up. I got a little too carried up in a... in a nightmare, so I slipped out of the dream. Ooh. That was creepy. You know, maybe my headphones are too high, I don't know, but it's like beeping in my ear. I like it.
Break us all. But there is nothing that I strong, I can't remember what the time. Oh yeah. Every time I look in your eyes, I know I can be hypnotized. And you control me, you hold me, you got me, and you love so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
So bad.
Sha-da-da-da. Sha-da-da-da. Sha-da-da-da.
always casually socializing, all my dreams usually follow the same structure. And I'm always casually socializing with people I have never met before in environments I've never been in. And so they're really banal in a sense. Not much goes on. There's no catharsis. It's always an exposition. I feel as though I'm developing a friendship with someone, or having a very interesting conversation, or maybe having some kind of romantic involvement, again with people who I don't recognize, people whose faces I've never seen before. And my dreams usually cut off. I wake up in the middle of a conversation and all I feel is disappointment. I wish that could have went on. I wanted to see what would have happened. And the irony is that my dreams are so unfantastical, and there are things I can certainly do in my ordinary life, but for some reason they just seem better and sweeter when I dream of them.
From the shore.
I
was like standing in front of these waves, like I was on the shore of an ocean, I guess, and there were all these women, like, in what I would assume Victorian gowns and, like, hairstyles, and their hair was sort of, like, you know, like, in these crazy high, not beehive, but, like, high-looking, frizzied hair updos, I guess. And so, but the thing is besides that, you know, they also had these horns, like, as if like similar to a unicorn horn, like protruding like from their chest, like between their breasts or whatever. I was like standing in front of these waves, like I was on the shore of an ocean, I guess. It was like I was in a bathroom with this. There was like a model. I don't know if like she would be a model. She looked like a model. Like a tall, thin woman, and she was laying in the bathtub.
This child showed up. I thought it was a kid. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but then I realized, like, oh, this isn't a kid. This is just, like, a dude that looks like a kid. And he started stabbing my hands with a scissors. Just like, wah, wah, wah. I was like, ah! And I grabbed the scissors and I threw it at his head and like hit him and kind of cut him, but he wasn't bleeding. And he's like, throw it again. And I threw the scissors again and I woke up and I was freaking out. I woke up.
It was like I was in a bathroom with this. There was like a model. I don't know if like she would be a model.
There was this house, but it was actually a ship, like a boat, like a sailboat, like a white sailboat, and it was in the branches of this tree. It's in the branches of this tree. It's in the branches, sailboat, and it was in the branches of this tree. But it was actually a ship, like a boat, like a sailboat, like a white sailboat, and it was in the branches of this tree.
This child showed up. I thought it was a kid. This child showed up. I thought it was a kid. Child shit.
Like I was in a bathroom with this. There was like a model. I don't know if like she would be a model. She looked like a model. Like a tall, thin woman, and she was laying in the bathtub. I was like standing in front of these waves, like I was on the shore of an ocean, I guess, and there were all these women, like, in what I would assume Victorian gowns and, like, hairstyles, like their hair was sort of, like, you know, like, in these crazy high, not...
And, like, hit him and kind of cut him, but he wasn't bleeding. It's like, throw it again. Hit him and kind of cut him, but he wasn't bleeding. He's like, throw it again. I threw the sisters again, and I woke up, and I was freaking out.
There was this house, but it was actually a ship, like a boat, like a sailboat.
Like, I was in a bathroom with this, there was, like, a model. I don't know if, like, she would be...
And, like, hit him and kind of cut him, but he wasn't bleeding. He's like, throw it again.
And gowns and, like, hairstyles, their hair was sort of, like, you know, like, in crazy high, not too high, but, like, high-looking frizzied hair updos, I guess. And so, but the thing is besides that, you know, they also had these horns, like, as if a, like similar to a unicorn horn.
And it was in the branches of this tree.
There was, like, a model. I don't know if, like, she would be a model. She looked like a model. Like a tall, thin woman, and she was laying in the bathtub.
Child showed up. I thought it was a kid. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but then I realized, like, oh, this isn't a kid. This is just, like, the dude that looks like a kid. Well, and he started stabbing my hands with scissors.
But
just like, I was like, and I grabbed the scissors and I threw it at his head. And, like, hit him and kind of cut him, but he wasn't bleeding.
He's
like, throw it again.
I
threw the scissors again, and I woke up and I was freaking out. I woke up.
Never been in. Because they're really banal in a sense. Not much goes on. There's no catharsis. It's always an exposition.
I was like, standing in front of these waves, like I was on the shore of an ocean, I guess, and there were all these women, like, in what I would assume Victorian gowns and, like, hairstyles, and their hair was sort of, like, you know, like, in these crazy high, not beehives, but, like, high-looking, frizzied hair, updos, I guess. And so, but the thing is besides that, you know, they also had these horns, like, as if a, like, in, like, similar to a unicorn horn, like, protruding, like, from their chest, like, between their breasts or whatever.
To see what would have happened. And the irony is that my dreams are so unfantastical, and there are things I can certainly do in my ordinary life, but for some reason they just seem better and sweeter when I dream of them.
This isn't a kid, this is just like a dude that looks like a kid.
Happened.
And the irony is that my dreams are so unfantastical, and there are things I can certainly do in my ordinary life, but for some reason they just seem better and sweeter when I dream.
There was this house, but it was actually a ship, like a boat, like a sailboat.
The model was just like a model, and like a tall, thin woman, and she was laying in the bathtub.
This child showed up. I thought it was a kid. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but then I realized that this is a kid, and it's just like a dude that looks like a kid. And he started stabbing my hands with the scissors. Just like, I woke up and I was freaking out.
You're listening to Radio Ravioli. My name's Olivia. Oh, we just had our dream segment. Finished it off with What a Day by Throbbing Gristle. That album cover of 20 Jazz Funk Greats is in my... I don't know exactly what it... It's affecting me. It's in my head, you know? It's, like, sticking with me. Or it's stuck with me. It has stuck with me. It is currently in my head as something... There's something eerie about it. But I don't know what it is. Like dreams. Those are some people that I know who were recounting their dreams. If you have a dream, you could send it to me, email it to me. I think you can find my email on the playlist. I'll say it, but it's really long and probably inconvenient for me to say it, but I'll say it anyway. It's O. Bradley Skill. BradleySkill at gmail.com. But yeah, email me your dreams. I like hearing people's dreams. It's funny listening to how people recount their dreams. I don't know. Because it's like yourself, but, you know, you're speaking in first person, but it's almost like it's not you. There's something eerie about it. I don't know. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean? Do you like dreams? I think when I was in middle school, I had this crush on this kid that I had never actually spoken to, and I had just seen him on campus. He was older than me, and I used to tell myself for like months, like, dream tonight about about this boy, you know. It was interesting. Sometimes it worked. There's something so fleeting about it, and like not totally satisfying, but satisfying. It would just be like him, like at my middle school campus, like walking. I don't think we ever spoke in a dream, which perhaps is telling of what actually happened with this crush from afar. Man, I like crushes. They're fun. I like dreams and I like crushes, man. The intangible, perhaps. sorta reality, but sorta definitely not, maybe. The maybes, the perhaps to be's.
Thank you. Come into the fold. fools and them wander and me say fi gather them in. Man I say fi gather them in. See the prodigal son return to his home, return to his home once more. See the prodigal son. When I see the prodigal son wander and me say fi gather them. See the gather of the whole world in a him. The gather of the whole world in a him.
Amor sin desengaño, me duele que lo sepas, corazón, quieres admitir que tienes que sufrir. Tal vez te has encontrado con un amor sincero, pero no estés confiado, corazón, tarde o temprano llorarás. Existen tantas cosas en contra de un cariño. La vida es como un niño que juega por capricho con nuestro gran dolor. Tú nunca te arrepientas y quieres es tu destino, por algo Dios te puso por nombre corazón. Me duele que lo sepas, corazón, querer es admitir que tienes que sufrir. Confiado corazón, tarde o temprano llorarás. Existen tantas cosas en contra de un cariño. La vida es como un niño que juega por capricho con nuestro gran dolor. Tú nunca te arrepientas sufras. Amar es tu destino, por algo Dios te puso por nombre corazón. Ay, corazón.
Then we're gone forever. Why, why? we're gone.